My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. This next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers clip is sponsored by Surf Easy. Surf Easy is the easiest way to protect your online privacy and identity. To learn more, go to surfeasy.com. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin is still mulling over whether he is going to make the Muhammad porn. Meanwhile, he makes up with his girl, Agnes. Joe, a.k.a. Dick Alderado, is jealous because he hasn't heard back from his girl, Mavis. Davin later on promises to be his wingman. So listen and enjoy.
I go, she goes, miss you more. I go, aw, I'm about to meet with my agent because we were about to start the show.
Right.
Trying to get more work, trying to make money quick. That Saudi prince has still asked me to write that script. He's up to $1 million. Can you believe it? Now, again, for those who are just joining us, you're listening to Davin's Den. Before all hell broke loose in the Middle East, I told her that a Saudi prince wanted me to write a porno script because that's my side job. About Muhammad in the sex thing, but then it became very dangerous for me to do so.
Yes.
And Agnes, because she loves me, told me not to do it. So I raised it up. So I raised it up to $1 million. So go well. She goes, well, babe, you realize that you can't call me now, right? Okay.
Why not? Because you're going to write something about Muhammad, and that's too dangerous.
I go, you want me to call? She goes, I want to hear from you, but I can't afford it right now. But I would try to get a phone so we can chat. But that's a lot of money, babe. Okay, let me know when you have a phone, and I will call. I tried that number, but nobody picked up. I'm at my agent's. Maybe I could call in a bit. I was trying to finagle it so I could get a call on the show. Didn't happen, folks.
Yeah.
She goes,
he was trying.
She goes, she's been disconnected. I'll get friend's phone so we can talk. Okay, love, can't wait. Me too. When did the Saudi prince guy contact you, babe? He's been in contact throughout. I just ignore him because of my promise to you, my love. Because she didn't want anything to happen to me. You know, I've already given up black magic for her.
Wow, I forgot about that.
Which is really just me hanging out with Magic Johnson.
My old friend, Black Magic.
So I ask her if we can talk tomorrow. Okay, take care of yourself because I will die if something bad happens to you, she says. No, don't say that. Babe, never talk like that. Let's talk tomorrow. I love you so much. Okay, babe, love you too. Yada, yada, yada. So that's what she goes, okay, babe, I'll try to be here for you. I go, okay, you are worth it, and I am fighting for us.
Oh.
So I got more bullshit. So apparently my relationship is back on track.
Yes, it seems like it is. As long as you're dangling that carrot. And I mean money.
Well, my carrot's been out a couple times.
Can you believe I'm jealous?
I knew it.
What are you jealous of, Joe? You want to explore these feelings?
Well, no, but it's like, you know, it's like these two chicks that we met, right? And we were dating and stuff and hanging out and like, you know, things are going cool with you, but mine hit a snag and it's like, oh, she called me back, man. Everything's cool. How about you? No, it's not good. You know,
it does feel like that though.
But Joe, I've told you when things get back on track with us, I'll see if I can work you back in there. I'm a good wingman.
You know what? You're gonna have to be a wingman for me.
I'm a very good wingman.
Wingman.
But yeah, I'll do that. I go, I'll always be here for you. Thanks, babe. I can count on it. I go, you can. Babe, not to change subjects, but is Mavis okay? Now Mavis is Richard Eldorado's.
I'm
the best imaginary wingman ever.
Yes.
You are.
Now, the reason Mavis ran away was because stupid, and by stupid I mean Kong, and by Kong I mean Joe Curry, and by Joe Curry I mean Richard Eldorado.
Oh, wait, hold on. I have to stop my head from spinning. Okay, there it is.
Says he spoke to a Chinese man, and this is what he said, ting, ting, ping, wing, wong, wong, bong, and he typed that word for word, and then even Mavis, who's a bullshit artist, goes, this is too much.
So she just like stopped writing back.
I did wrote tang tang top ting ting tong tang ta ping tong ta ting ting tang wow wing chow.
Wait a minute, that's a little bit more like
Thai. It's the wow wing chow that makes you know it's real.
Wow wing chow.
All
right, so she goes, yeah, she is actually. She says hello, but because of the issues, I kind of forgot. It's good to know Mavis is saying hello because when I emailed her, she never responded.
Oh, good. I don't want you hitting my chick.
No, I wasn't hitting. I could take your fucking chick. I'm much more interesting than you.
Wow.
I could take all of the imaginary women, and don't you forget it.
Listen to this, like, imaginary cock blocking.
That's not cool.
I put you back in the game, stupid. Right. Without me, there is no Mavis.
That's not cool.
And without bullshit, there's none of this.
So we can agree.
Okay, I just got a weird message from Richard, so I was concerned. Do you know why Mavis stopped writing to Richard? He is heartbroken, and I feel responsible.
Oh.
Oh, no, I didn't know, but I will talk to her. I promise. Do my best. Hey, stupid, get with the typing.
Yeah, but on both continents, hey, stupid, get with the typing.
On the other end, they're yelling, hey, you're blowing it.
Her stupid.
Yeah.
She goes, but please, don't feel responsible. I go, the guy just really fell for her. And she said to write every day, and then she stopped writing back. I do feel responsible, because I was convinced that she was special, and things were going well, and now this.
And he's so vulnerable.
I should have just shut up and let you find somebody on the internet like you had planned. She goes, okay, but I didn't know Mavis had stopped writing to him. I promise I will talk to her. I bet you will. Get your other account open.
Change screen names immediately and get to type in, stupid.
But the thing that's scary to me is I feel good, you know? It's like, cool.
I'm sticking up for my
I feel
friend.
Like I'm back in high school again. Where,
your
you
friends
know,
in high school didn't stick up for you the way I did. Even in fake life, I'm a better friend to you than any of your real friends.
Hold on, my head is still spinning.
Okay.
You can't deny it. It's true.
I can do it.
I go, okay, if she doesn't like Richard anymore, that is fine. But I just hope she could let him down easy. Maybe she found somebody who can give her what she wants, like payments promptly.
Direct deposit.
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
She goes, no, I don't think she has found anyone else, although I'm sure she's looking.
Yes.
I think she's kind of busy right now. The last time I spoke to her, she was kind of busy. Okay, babe. I saw on Facebook she moved back to Lynchburg.
She's busy.
And I'm sitting here going, I wonder who she's with. I'm sitting here going, I wonder who she's with.
I'm a good pal.
Yeah, look at you.
Asshole.
You're worried.
Of course you are.
Stupid fucking jealous.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.